Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A March 24th headline reads, "Let's bring back the drive-in movie theater." Its author, Star News arts and entertainment editor John Staton, is in to talk about Kookaloris at Keenan, Curbside Cinema, a Friday night film series presented by UNCW, the Star News, Kookaloris, and WHQR. John, did you grow up in the era of drive-in movies?
You know, that's funny because I really didn't. I mean, I feel like I'm nostalgic for drive-in movies, even though I've never really been to a real drive-in movie. You know, it's just kind of one of those things you hear about. I've researched, like, Wilmington used to have half dozen or more drive-ins back in the 40s and 50s. I mean, they were all over the place. When the pandemic happened, I was like, you know, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we had a drive-in right now? Because we used to have them, and I wrote a little piece in the Star News about that. And Dan Brawley over at Kookaloris saw that, and I don't know if it was already in the works what he was working on, but he was like, you know, we should do a drive-in movie series. So he talked to the folks at UNCW, and somehow this whole thing got put together.
In curating the series, John says he and Dan selected a mix of classics and blockbusters.
We really wanted to have at least one Made in Wilmington movie as part of the first four, which Iron Man 3 is the top grossing movie ever made in Wilmington, so that seemed like a good idea. So we wanted to do at least one animation, that's Coco. You know, we thought, oh, maybe like a nostalgia piece. Karate Kid is certainly that. You know, it's anyone who grew up in the 80s like I did has seen it at least once, if not a bunch of times. And we wanted to do, you know, we wanted to also showcase the diversity of our society, right? And Miss Juneteenth is part of that, as is Coco and the Karate Kid, for that matter.
The series has proved to be quite popular, with the parking lot's 85 designated slots filling up fast. Tickets are still available for the July 24th screening of Miss Juneteenth.
Miss Juneteenth is a drama. It was written and directed by Channing Godfrey Peoples, who grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, where there actually is a real Miss Juneteenth pageant. So the premise of the movie is a woman, a former winner of Miss Juneteenth. That was kind of her life peak, okay? So she's been struggling pretty hard since then. So now she's got a teenage daughter, and she's really pushing her daughter really hard to go into Miss Juneteenth pageant and win that. Her daughter, pretty reluctant to do it, doesn't want to do it, but she wants to honor her mom and does enter the pageant. And I will say, it builds to, I don't know if edge of my seat is the right word, but, you know, she gets in the pageant and you're like, wow, you know something big's going to happen. Don't want her to embarrass herself. Don't want her to embarrass her mom. And the way they handle it is you will not see coming. It's beautiful. Nicole Beharie plays the leading role. She is phenomenal. A lot of people may know her from being in Wilmington. She was in Sleepy Hollow here for a few years. Just an amazing actress. It's got to be the best thing she's ever done. Channing Godfrey Peoples told me she's based on her aunt, her mom, her grandmother, the people she grew up around in Fort Worth, struggling to make it. The people that she grew up with in Fort Worth have like a grit and a resilience and a determination. She wanted to really honor them and put it on the screen, and she absolutely did it in Turquoise, who's the character that Nicole Beharie plays. Clarify, Miss Juneteenth is, I would say, probably not a family movie. It's a hard PG-13, I would say. Not for the little ones.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Star News arts and entertainment editor John Staton about Curbside Cinema. Tickets are still available for the Friday, July 24th screening of Miss Juneteenth. All tickets must be purchased online in advance using mobile or print-at-home options. Tickets will not be available in person. All screenings begin at 8:30 p.m., with the parking lot open beginning at 7 p.m. John says they're hoping to expand the series into August and are getting rights to four new selections. For more information, log on to uncw.edu/arts. Admission is $28 per carload plus taxes and fees. The show will go on in cases of light rain. However, heavy rain, wind, or lightning will be cause for cancellation.
We want to give people something to do. I mean, there just aren't things to do right now because it's not safe. But, you know, if you can sit in your own car and socially distance from people, watch a cool movie. I mean, I think that's, the best we can hope for now. Hopefully it won't be that way for too much longer.
Kookaloris at Keenan, Curbside Cinema, is sponsored by Kookaloris, UNCW, the Star News, and WHQR. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.